I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Violet Hour presents from the case files of Wendy Morrow. This is In Another Room, Episode 7, The Basement.
In God's name!
Sorry, Mrs. Smith.
Hey, are you all right?
I'm fine, yeah. I just fell through.
What is the meaning of this mess? What have you done?
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Smith. I was just checking the roof.
Look at the hole you've made.
I have no idea what could have caused this, sir.
Hey, shall I call for a medic?
No need.
What's your name, boy? Your name, boy. Surely you've got a name.
Michael. Sir, Michael Bevins.
Well, Mr. Bevins, you'd better pull your leg out from my ceiling and start drafting a very compelling argument as to why you shouldn't be dismissed from this job. The foreman...
Sir, please don't. An accident...
The foreman shall be hearing about this post-haste.
Of course, Mrs. Smith.
Now, Mark, was it? You will come down to the ballroom and clean up this mess.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
You are not to touch my piano, understood? I'm working on a very important composition.
Yes, sir.
Then do walk lightly, Marky, my boy. I'll have no more holes in my roof. Thomas! Where are you, man? Has anyone seen the foreman? Oh, Thomas, there you are.
What can I do for you, sir?
There is a hole in my roof.
I have been informed of the hole, yes. We are already working on rectifying the issue.
Damn right! I was in the middle of my work. Shocked the hell out of me.
I apologize for the inconvenience, sir, but I must remind you that you are on an active construction site. It was an accident, I assure you.
But
everything is on schedule. There is no reason to be worried over minor setbacks. Let us do our jobs. We'll be finished in no time.
It's just that I'm writing a new piece for my wife. An ode of sorts, a love letter in music.
This is quite thoughtful of you, I'm sure. Your wife will be...
It's just that I find it very difficult to concentrate with all this noise and distraction hammering at all hours. Men nearly falling through the roof. When I hired you, if I recall correctly, you estimated the construction at 26 weeks.
I estimated it would take 26 to 28 weeks. That is what is in the contract, which I can procure as proof if you are dissatisfied with...
No, you're quite right. I had just hoped that you'd be able to finish a bit quicker, that's all.
As did I. But it has been a most unusual job, this house.
Unusual? What do you mean?
The house is a marvel of the imagination, I'll give you that. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Well, now that's what I like to hear.
Nor have my men. Some of the architectural anomalies have thrown them out of balance, shall we say, taking them off guard.
Off guard? Explain yourself.
Nothing to worry about, sir. Some of them have been superstitious about the construction site.
Superstitious of what?
Tools misplaced, small accidents like the hole in your roof, or the cart that overturned at the corner of the drive last week, ruining all that imported marble. Some of them complain of feeling watched or followed. Some of them have heard the piano in your grand ballroom playing late at night when the house is ostensibly empty.
Nonsense! Poppycock and buck! If your men weren't so weak-minded and prone to foolery, perhaps they wouldn't lose their tools or blunder into such careless accidents so frequently. As for being watched, you're damn right. I'm paying enormous sums to build this house. It is my right to oversee their progress with a sharp eye.
Yes, well...
And as for this ludicrous piano madness, it is likely squirrels or some other wild rodent. They can hardly be expected to stay out, can they? What with holes in the roof and other such negligence?
Well, Mr. Smith, I hope that in the end you will be satisfied with our work.
As do I, Thomas. As do I.
Fear not. We are on schedule to be finished in less than 2 weeks' time, with everything completed for your wife's arrival. When she finally sets eyes on the house, I promise you, it will take her breath away.
And so, my darling, I take comfort in the fact that I will be with you soon. 2 weeks is but a moment in comparison to the lifetime we have yet to spend together. I can only hope that the days between us pass swiftly and that the nights bring dreams of you. It is late. I'm alone now and feel your absence stronger than ever. I can hear the house as it settles around me, its new frame and fresh timber yearning to take shape, to achieve completion. I cannot wait for you to see it. It is marvelous. It is... You might think it daft, but sometimes it feels as if what is rising from the earth here is bigger than a mere house. The feeling of this place is too big, too monumental. I almost feel, in quiet moments like this, that the structure being built is something sentient, something flying together of its own accord. This... house wanted to be built. I truly believe that. And for whatever reason, you and I are to be the ones to do it. I have done my part in seeing it through. Now it just needs your love to fill the rooms and make it a home. I... What now? Hello? Is anybody there? Now, where could that be coming from? Ah, I've got you now. It's coming from the basement. Hello? Hello? Is somebody down here? I say hello! Seems to be coming from... There's that far wall. It's right here. That's curious. Sound was most definitely coming from right here, against this wall. But now it's gone. Rats. Rats, perhaps, yes. I must speak to the foreman about this. can't believe the day has come. Oh, she's beautiful, isn't she?
Oh, the house. Yes, indeed. I suppose she is.
Indeed, yes. I can't thank you enough for the hard work you and your men have put into this magnificent home.
I aim to complete each of my jobs to the highest degree of quality.
Oh, but this was no standard job, man. You must admit it. There's something about the air in this place. It feels charged, electric.
It is singular.
Singular? Why, yes, you're right. Without peer, I owe a great deal of thanks to you, Thomas, for taking care of this behemoth in its infancy.
Behemoth?
I'd like for you to join me for dinner, Thomas. My wife and I, that is, for our first meal in the house.
Oh, no. Thank you,
Come, man, I won't take no for an answer.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Smith, but...
Come now, don't tell me you've more work to do. You deserve the night off.
But that's just it, you see. The night.
How's that?
My men, they... Well, I made it a point to make sure they were done for the day before dark. You may have noticed.
Why, I just as well assumed they left because they were finished.
The house would have been completed much quicker, Mr. Smith, had I not enacted this policy.
Say now, what is this you're going on about?
There's something about this house, Mr. Smith. Something dark. Wrong, somehow. I'm not a superstitious man, or at least I didn't consider myself to be, but I will not step foot in that house after dark. I thank you for your invitation, but I will not stay to see the sun burn out.
You're smart to have waited till the job was done to spout such asinine drivel in front of me. I revoke my offer. You are no longer welcome in this house, and I must ask that you leave the premises immediately. I will have you taint this celebratory day no more.
Of course, sir. As you wish. I only hope your wife enjoys the behemoth as much as you do.
Damn it, blast! Filthy renegade! Can hardly believe it! You there! What did I tell you about moving with haste? Get the damn oleander in the ground, you swine! Or do I have to come do the bastard job myself?
Sir! Sir, your wife!
Oh, she's approaching! Move, boy, get out of the way!
But
I want my wife's first view of the house to be a clear one. Go! All of you, go!
Sir?
Go, I said, go!
Sir, please, listen.
Yes, well, what is it then?
They're going too fast, sir. The horses, they're going too fast. Listen.
Too fast?
They won't make it around the bend in that road, sir. Not at that speed.
No. No.
Sir, wait!
No! 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 Slow down! Oh, please, no, my wife! No! Slow down! Do you hear? You're coming too fast! Slow down! Please! No!
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
So sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Smith! Sir!
Ah, Floyd, it's you. I didn't see you at the service, Floyd.
No, sir, I wasn't able to make it in time, what with my leg being the way it is after the, Look, I am awfully sorry, sir. The guilt of it is eating me up inside.
It was an accident, Floyd. It couldn't be helped. There's no need for you to carry any guilt about it.
Those horses never act that way before.
It's done, it's done. I'd rather not.
Spooked. They were. They'd not act that way for nothing.
As I said, what's done is done. Now,
it was the house.
Come again?
It was the house that spooked them.
The house?
Yes, sir. I can't explain it.
Well, you damn well better try.
It's like the moment we entered the property, you know, they got on edge. Hackles raised, all that nervous.
I don't see what that has to do.
It was the house that did it. It was the house that killed her.
Now look here. I buried my wife today. I'd suggest you have a little decency. And
she saw it.
What?
She saw the house coming through the trees, coming up that long stretch of drive before the turn. She saw it, just a glimpse. And I hate to tell you, sir. I don't want to cause any undue stress.
Spit it out, damn you!
Sir, she started screaming.
She screamed?
Crazed, it was. Ragged and panicked, like it was tearing up her throat on the way out, like a wild animal, it sounded like. Like cattle being led to the slaughter.
That's enough of her.
You should leave that house. Sell it. Scrap it. Burn it to the ground if you have to.
That's enough! You have no right to speak to me in such a...
You should never go back there.
And after the pain you've caused me already to badger me further with this frankly insane talk, it's too much. I won't be needing your services any longer.
I saw it too. I was trying to wrangle the horses, ride our course, but then we hit that boulder at the corner of the drive and went flying into the forest, and that's when I looked. In that crashing, unending second before we hit the trees, I looked over and I saw the house. And, sir, it was grinning at me.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This house can't be. Blasphemy through and through. The house. Something dark in the house. Who's there? Ah, pull yourself together, man. There is no evil in this house. No darkness. Why, this home is a beacon of light, of love. My wife. No. My heart, my dear wife. All right, Spectre. Are you here? Seems to be the belief of a few imbeciles I've surrounded myself with. So why not show yourself? Prove yourself to me. Open my eyes to your great darkness. Very well. The basement it is. Here I come. You are not welcome in this house, spirit. You have tainted this place enough already. You shan't take me any lower. You hear? If you're here, if it's true what they say, then show yourself, demon. Come out and face me. I am the man of this house, and you are not welcome here. Oh, God, look at me. Talking to the walls. It is only a house. Only a house. Empty. No. Be a woman, a figure right in front of me, a face. I could feel her eyes on my very soul. My God, who was that? Who goes there? Intruder? Make yourself known, she-demon. You have no business here. This is my home. Show yourself now. Impossible. There is no one here. I saw someone. A woman. With my own eyes just now. Could it be that?
You saw a ghost.
Yes. Well, not a ghost, not exactly. I'm not sure what it was. What she was. Who's there?
Are you quite all right, Mr. Smith?
Please. Reverend Brown, call me Frank. It was in the basement nearly a week ago. And since that moment, I've seen her every night.
What does she do, this woman?
She watches. She follows me. And her eyes. Her eyes.
Perhaps this is your mind attempting to cope with your sudden loss. Conjuring images of your wife to placate.
It is not my wife. I've no idea who she is, but it is not her.
Be that as it may, ghosts simply do not exist. Need I remind you of what the Bible...
Yes, I know what the Bible says, but I know what I saw, too.
Turn toward it, this woman, next time it appears.
How do you mean?
Follow it. Stand face to face with it. Confront the vision with God in your heart, and you will see that it is nothing. Mere illusion.
Confront it? But I...
It's just a house, Mr. Smith. Trust me. Confront it, and you will see there's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay. I will not run this time. Steady, Frank, steady. I know you are here. Show yourself, so I can... There. You, stop! I said stop, woman. Come back here. What? Impossible. It's a carriage at the end of the hallway? Oh, my God, it's my wife. I don't know. It's my wife's carriage! No! Stop! Stop! No! 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 No!
Vanish.
vanished.
It tried to kill me.
The house tried to kill you?
Yes. Nearly threw me down the stairs, a phantom carriage, if I hadn't jumped out of the way in time.
Hallucinations, Frank. Have you been sleeping?
It was real, damn it. Floor shook with the pounding of hooves. I hear my wife screaming, oh God.
Forgive me, Mr. Smith, but you must. You must see the absurdity in your claim. A house cannot murder a man.
I see it now. The truth of that house, what I created, what I brought to life. I don't know how, I don't know why, but that house, it's alive. It wants me dead.
You really are beginning to worry me, Mr. Smith. If I...
I'm the one who's seen it. I'm the one who's been living inside all these nights. It's a trick, don't you see? The house playing tricks on me, worming its way into my mind, my dreams, my... Oh, my God. It's in my head. I cannot let it get away with this. I cannot let it win.
Let it win? Mr. Smith, what are you talking about?
Don't you see? It's taken all I have. It's fed on all that was good in my life, and still it hungers for more. It will take, and take, and take until I have nothing left to give. And then, when I am gone, when I am no longer in the house, it will be open for others to move inside. It'll be waiting to feed on anyone, everyone who comes in contact with it. Once it takes everything from me, it will set loose upon the world a nameless, faceless, endless evil ravening for delight.
Grief works in surprising and mysterious ways, Mr. Smith, and it can ruin even the strongest of men without mercy. You are clearly broken by the untimely passing of your wife, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. You do not have to face these feelings alone. There are some tragedies greater than our understanding of God, but if you allow him...
Be gone!
Mr. Smith!
Do you hear it? The tapping!
Mr. Smith, please!
Oh, it has its hooks in me, and now it won't let me go until it has what it wants! If it's me you want, it's me you'll get. I'm coming. Do you hear me? I am coming to put a stop to this.
Now, Mr. Smith, really, allow me to help. With prayer...
Enough. No need for that. Thank you for your time, but I see now that you cannot help me. God himself cannot help me. I built a house. The evil there is my doing. I built a house, and now only I can't stop it. It is finished. Do you hear me, demon? The song for my wife is finished. Ooh, you can take her from me. You can try to scare me out of my wits, but you cannot rob me of my sanity. You cannot rob me of our love. Oh, you think you can frighten me again, is that it? You think you can drive me to madness and take me into your dark embrace? Never. I'm ready now. Here I come. I know you're down here, evil. I hear you tapping away. I've come to put an end to your trickery. Prepare to meet your match. Well, where are you, monster? I've seen you once before. Now come out and face me. I'll not be frightened, behemoth. You've already taken from me all that I care for in this world. I have nothing left to lose. I'm here to end you. This is my house, my dominion. Now show yourself. I command you. Ah, there you are. Yeah! What's this? Still here? Figure still here before me on the ground? Oh, blood. Warm. It can't be. Oh,
woman. No apparition, no specter, but a woman, a real woman. Alive until just now. No, 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 it can't be. Oh, no, 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 this house playing tricks on me, fooling me. And now a murderer, but how, but why? Oh, God, I am so sorry, I'm so sorry. I was tricked, you see, by the behemoth. Oh, God, forgive me. Forgive me, dear God, forgive me.
My darling, this house has played us from the very beginning. It intended to be built. We were pawns, you and I, and now that it has gotten what it wants from us, it can destroy us. First you, and now me. But it needed one last thing from me, a sacrifice, a brutal act of violence to fully realize its strength. I spilled the blood of a blameless stranger, and in doing so, I have nourished the house. I have woken it up, and now that it has been given its first drop of blood, I know it will stop at nothing for another taste, and another. But enough. The time is now. I have spilled kerosene throughout most of the rooms of the house. I will start a fire in the corner of the basement, shallowly burying this letter with the body of the mysterious woman. God forgive me. And then hang myself above the very spot, ensuring that when authorities dig through the rubble and ash, they will find me and her and this confession of all that has come to pass within these walls. They will know the truth. And what's more, they will know the evil I have destroyed. It is this which brings me a sliver of comfort. I will have vanquished this evil, whatever it is, and will have prevented scores of future generations from meeting the same fate as I. I only hope that it is not too late. Goodbye, my darling. I will be joining you soon. You think you've won, but your darkness dissipates tonight. You tried, monstrous house, and in many ways you succeeded. But with my death, your reign of terror is cut short. Farewell, behemoth. My dearest wife, I come now. I pray the flames catch and tear through the house quickly. It won't be long, and then the nightmare will be over. It won't be long, and then I'll be again by your side. Until then...
Standing in the basement, in a spot near the far wall, the spot where Frank Smith's body was found hanging from the rafters. The rumors, all the stories and whispered suggestions, they were right. I'm digging now. This must be where the answer lies, in the body that has lain buried here since the inception of the home. My theories must be correct, that the singular act, an act of rage and violence, set in motion something within the very framework of the structure, poisoning it and cultivating the aura of evil that has plagued this house for so long. It is the catalyst, the starting point, the answer to all my... Bones. It's all true. All true. A definite female body. Blunt force trauma indicated by cracks in the skull. Mere scraps of clothing remain. Curious. The fabric seems oddly anachronistic. More modern than I would expect for the 1870s. There's a bag here. There must be something here to help me understand. There must be some clue to who this woman was. A wallet. Again, much too modern in style. There's some sort of card here. driver's license. I don't understand. What is... Here, the surface is smudged. If I just... No. No, 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 no. No, it can't be. It can't be. It's... Liliana Morrow. It's Liliana. My daughter.
From Violet Hour Media and E3W Productions, In Another Room. Created and written by Aaron Keeling, Austin Keeling, and Natalie Jones. Directed by Aaron and Austin Keeling. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drummiller. Music by Nathan Matthew David and Jeremy Lamb. Produced by E3W Productions and executive produced by Cassie Josephove. Starring Kerry Weider as Wendy Morrow, Jim Karinke as Frank Smith, James Cowan as Thomas, Daniel Van Thomas as the Reverend, Zach Brown as Floyd, and Ian Dick and Dan Dorff as construction workers.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.